There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So today we're talking a bit of embarrassment on the show. Texting a message to the wrong person. It's funny, you came up with this idea to do this topic today, Struth, and it's funny you mention it because I actually did it about 3 days ago.
Oh.
I text one of our colleagues here at work to say that I was on my way home with prawns and I will be cooking tonight. And the person texts back and said, okay, great, I'll take the prawns. And yeah, nice surprise.
Oh, see, that's not embarrassing enough.
No, that wasn't an embarrassing one. That was okay and ha 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 and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I remember once, it wasn't actually a text message that I did. A friend of mine, when I first got into Facebook, a friend of mine was living in Thailand.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to have a lot of banter with each other, you know, and say things that we didn't really mean.
Yeah.
And I thought when I was posting on his wall that it was just me and him that could read it. So I posted a bit of, you know, close to the edge stuff that only me and him would have kind of, you know, understood really. But he texted me, he kind of messaged me back quietly. He said, my boss reads my wall. Can you just text me privately if you want to send stuff like that? And, oh, I was so embarrassed that, his boss had probably written what's said.
Well, for me, it was more of I was having a fight with someone.
I didn't think you did that sort of thing.
I'm very good at it. I was having a fight with one of my this guy that I was seeing, and you know, I went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and he texted me, and I was going to reply, and I had one of it's. Ages ago, so it was one of those old school phones, you know, it's not like the iPhone where you're replying in a thread. And instead of sending him the message, I ended up sending it to my teacher. And it was all about, you know, fighting, as you would. And she wrote back saying, are you sure this text is meant for me? And I was so embarrassed, and I had to see her that day. And she took me aside, and she's like, "Is everything okay? You seemed really upset." And I was extremely mortified because it was one of those fights, you know, just like a nothing fight.
Yeah.
And then it just escalated because of that.
No. I suppose it could have been worse. You could have sent it to your parents. Ooh. Maybe that would have been even worse, wouldn't it? But thanks to a new WhatsApp feature, the days of regretting an embarrassing message are soon going to be part of the past. The messaging service is releasing a new delete for everyone feature that will let you unsend a message.
Yeah, users will have 5 minutes from when the message is sent to delete it, and only messages that have not been opened by the recipient can be removed. Now, this is still in testing and WhatsApp hasn't announced it, hasn't confirmed it, but they are trying it out, and it is in the beta version at the moment.
Now, delete for everyone, it's going to work on all types of WhatsApp messages, including texts, images, videos, documents, quoted messages, and status reply. And users can delete these messages, as you said, within 5 minutes of pressing that button. You know, if you suddenly think, I've sent it to the wrong person, or maybe I regret what I've said.
Yeah, but it has to be immediately, because if the person opens it and it is within the 5 minutes limit, it's gone. They've seen it.
Yeah, so if you miss that window, as you say, you've had it. They're also going to be rolling out an update with the new feature to Android and to iOS users globally. And WhatsApp, as I said, are going to be making this update available to everyone. I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea.
I think it's a great idea, but I'm just worried that, you know, within the period, because everyone I text, they tend to be quite good on their WhatsApps, and, you know, they'll check it immediately.
Yeah, they're pretty slick on it, aren't they? As soon as that beep goes, that they're on there.
Yeah.
So we're asking you that question today. Get involved in the conversation. Have you ever sent a text to someone by mistake and gotten into trouble for it?
I've sent messages in fury and then thought, oh my God, I want to take that back. And I was actually Googling a few weeks ago about the new WhatsApp thing, so I'm glad that that's coming in. But no, I've never done it by mistake, but I've done it in fury.
Luckily, I have done it. It's happened to me, but luckily it was quite innocent, and it was very there was nothing much in the message to begin with, so it was fine. I think sometimes when you're scrolling through the contacts, you may accidentally, you know, with the same letter at the beginning or something like that, you just get the wrong person on the wrong end.
I don't think I've ever got into trouble with anything. I've definitely sent messages by mistake. I don't know, maybe a simple one like, I'll be there in 5 minutes, and person will be where in 5 minutes. So nothing, luckily, nothing, any dangerous messages.
Do you know, I'm actually quite good I think I normally will monitor and check that it is going to the right person. It's when I've got multiple messages going all at the same time, that's where it can get a bit awkward. But no, I don't think I've had that experience.
I have indeed sent it to the wrong person. Thank God it was nothing that bad, but it is kind of that, oh, no, wrong person.
Not really, but I have sent the wrong text to the right person, and it wasn't very inappropriate, but it was embarrassing nevertheless, and embarrassing because I did this at work, not to my, the message wasn't sent to my colleague, but to, you know, somebody with whom I had lined up an interview. And I don't know what happened, whether it's my limited texting skills to be blamed or whether I should blame the autocorrect. But the last thing I remember was the text just went through, not what I intended. And there was no way out. It had already gone.
You know, I know that I've done this. I just can't think of something off the top of my head. But I live in fear of this sometimes, yeah. Especially when it's something that's, I don't want to say inappropriate, but a little bit more informal, let's say. You want to make sure it doesn't go out to any work colleagues accidentally or, you know, anyone that it shouldn't be.
Yeah. So I think everyone's, you know, been a victim of this, haven't they?
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, just off the top of my head, my best friend took a screenshot of a conversation and instead of sending it to me, sent it to the person who she was having the conversation with.
Yeah.
And they were like, who are you sending this to? And she was absolutely stunned. And she said, oh, I was trying to take a photo of something. And, you know, I accidentally took a screenshot. Nobody bought that.
Yeah, but, I bet they didn't. Yeah. It's kind of dangerous territory, isn't it? So that's what we're asking you today. Have you ever sent a text to someone by mistake, gotten yourself into trouble? Have you ever received a text like that? Sometimes you open up your phone and think, I just don't get this at all. You know, what's this? What are they talking about?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
Obviously not for you. What do you think about this new kind of feature that WhatsApp is going to be rolling out? And also, you know, I've been thinking, is when I've sent texts that have been sent to the wrong person or I've sent a text that I've regretted in the morning, it's usually at night when I do it. You know, I could be out and about somewhere or, you know, I could be nice and relaxed and in a very chilled out mood. And, you know, you just press go, isn't it? And it's always dangerous as well, I think, to go online buying stuff as well.
Oh, that's the worst.
Music I'm terrible for. I'll go on there, see a song I like, buy the whole album, wake up the next morning and think, I really don't like this album. You know, I just wanted the one song.
Yeah, I've done that with clothes. There's this website called ASOS. I absolutely love it. I'm on it all the time and I've got the app for it on my phone. Yeah. And I've noticed that most of my shopping happens at night, mostly on the weekends, you know, when I've gone out, come back home, thought, that looks pretty.
Yeah.
And then just gone a bit, you know, click, 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 gone crazy.
And then you wake up the next day and, the bill comes, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
4001, get involved in the conversation. Ticket Talk back today. Have you ever sent any embarrassing messages? Tell us about it. Don't be too embarrassed. Tell us about it. And have you received any as well?
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Well, Akram's been in touch. And Akram, what's your story?
So my employer had just hired a very senior person, a new boss in the company who's was very, very strict.
Mm-hmm.
And his mannerism is very strict. And we had a chemistry problem almost straight off the bat. And it took us quite a while to eventually learn how to work together. Or in other words, for me to learn how to work with him, as it were.
Yeah.
And it was the 2 months, 3 months into the relationship. It was the heat of the 2014 World Cup.
Yeah.
And it was the evening of the Brazil-Germany game. And my brothers and I in different countries were exchanging, you know how siblings are when they're on opposing sides of a football team.
Okay, yeah.
With varying degrees of, intensity, I'll call it that, in the language.
Yeah.
And one shot off to my new boss by mistake. Thankfully, I don't know how, this is out of maybe 30 or 40 messages that night, that may have been the only one that would have been, that is appropriate for me to repeat on air what it said. The only one, literally the only one. And it said, man, can you believe this goalkeeper? And
okay.
That was the only one that, I immediately noticed and then I immediately sent back, I am so sorry, Your Excellency, this was sent by to my brother.
And did he take it all in good faith?
He didn't take it. That was that kind of, we never spoke about it. He wasn't very approachable.
Right.
But, you get on with your work, as it were.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, I just texted Brandy and Malcolm this morning a long text about my opinions about millennials and the gig economy, and I got back an error, and I'm thinking, that's quite judgmental of Dubai. And it turns out I texted the smart parking SMS. So
right. Oh, that's amazing, Accra. I mean, what do you make of this new feature on WhatsApp where you can, you know, delete a message within 5 minutes, providing it's not been open? Would you welcome that?
I would very much welcome that, with the caveat that if it's going to behave like that recall message in mail, it doesn't work.
Oh, so. Does not?
No, I mean, it just you receive a message that says, Akram would like to recall his mail.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, what do you think? I mean, I brought into the conversation as well, you know, sometimes late at night, you're a bit tired, you might have been out enjoying yourself with your friends, and then you want to start texting. That's a dangerous time. What do you think about that?
I think that is incredibly dangerous. Thankfully, I am too old to want to text anyone under those circumstances. So.
Well, Akram, thanks for sharing your story with us this afternoon. We want to hear from you if you've ever sent a text to the wrong person and it's turned out to be rather embarrassing for you. Yeah. Now, we went round our office this afternoon asking people if they'd done just that. And we also asked them if they'd received any texts. And when they look at it, they think, what? Is that really for me?
No, actually, I haven't received any from anyone that I don't think have been for me. I think they all have been for me, whether it's good or bad.
I have, but then, you know, nothing flattering. So I think flattering messages are fine, you know, even if it's not intended for me. But that's, yeah.
You know, not over text, but definitely in one of the places that I worked at, there was an email that went around to the entire listserv, and it was definitely very inappropriate. So the two people that were involved in that, and they were sort of just teasing each other casually, but it ended up going to everyone in the office. So it definitely happens over email, I feel like, even more so than text.
Yes, quite a lot, actually. And they will respond later saying, I'm really sorry, that was not meant for you.
Definitely. And it's been awkward, but, you know, it's one of those things. I think sometimes fingers can slip whilst texting. So,
do you know, I did. It was a little bit embarrassing. And you kind of text the person back going, really? No, they text back very quickly saying, I'm so sorry, I did send it to the wrong person. Yeah.
I receive lots of text messages, sort of spam text messages, but nothing sort of juicy or anything, you know, like thinking, oh gosh, that's definitely not for me, but spam ones, yes.
I'll send you a juicy text later.
Yeah, I just remembered one of my ex-colleagues sent our boss a message about another colleague, because, you know, her role had changed slightly. And she said, you know, instead of sending it to her and joking about it, they accidentally texted the boss saying, why have you changed her role?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a little embarrassing, wasn't
it? Was.
It? Yeah. We're getting messages coming in. 4001, you can get involved in the conversation this afternoon. One of our listeners says, once sent a rather blunt message about a boyfriend at the time. We were splitting up. He was very late for a lunch date. And so I sent a message to my flatmate about how angry I was, with a few rather naughty describing words in there. As it happened, I mistakenly sent it to him and not my flatmate. Needless to say, we did split up. But, however, we did get back together a few months later and are now married with two children. So WhatsApp rolling out this brand new feature where you can delete a sent message that hasn't been open. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Like I say, I'm a very reactive person. So, yeah, this will be good for me.
Long overdue is what I think of that feature. It's a great idea. Do you know, even if you... Sometimes you send a message to the right person, but then you think, I should not have said that. And that would be the moment that I'd be like, oops, take that back right now.
I think that's excellent, because I think sometimes we're very quick. And also the button for send is very close use to the sometimes the emoji buttons or the space buttons or the, and sometimes you press that too early, so perhaps you haven't finished writing it, or you're doing it to the wrong person, or you quickly press reply. So I think that's quite good, especially if you've messed up.
I think it's a brilliant idea, because there's enough people that tend to make the mistake, send the wrong emoji, and yeah, I think it's about time WhatsApp did that, because let's face it, it is the means of communication.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Sometimes in the heat of the moment you might send a message and later on you'd look back and say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have sent that. So yeah, I think it would be a good idea to have that.
I welcome that, especially when it can bail you out of these kind of situations, and I think that's a welcome step.
I think that's brilliant. I think that's really great, because, you know, sometimes you send something and 2 seconds later you're like, oh, whoops, wrong person, or oh, maybe that's not the best way to put it. I really like that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think everybody's got a big thumbs up for this new feature, haven't they?
Yeah, you just have to be lucky that they don't open your text within the 5 minutes that you have to recall it.
I know. I think a lot of my friends, I don't know, it's generalising a little bit, but, you know, leave it a while before they actually open it.
Oh, really?
Reply, but I think your group of friends are right on the button, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and they won't shy away from pointing out my mistake and letting me know.
What about emojis? I mean, I don't really take too much notice of those. And can you offend somebody by sending the wrong emoji, do you think?
I once sent my boss a kiss emoji. That wasn't good.
Right.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. I mean, it's okay. You know, my boss was okay. And I had to explain that I meant I was rolling my eyes and not sending him kiss faces. But yeah, I think it's the wrong situation sort of thing, you know.
So get involved in the conversation this afternoon. We're talking about the new WhatsApp feature that could end those embarrassing moments when you've sent a message either to the wrong person or you feel that maybe you've worded the message wrong. I mean, sometimes text messages, you know, can be meant one way, but, you know, if the wording isn't quite right, you can easily get offended, you know, because you can't feel any emotion with it.
Yeah, there's no tone. Yes, exactly. And I've had so many arguments with people because they thought I was being sarcastic, because I'm quite sarcastic otherwise. So they just...
Well, I wasn't going to mention it, but now you brought it up.
So I've had to say, no, I genuinely meant that and I wasn't being sarcastic. So I do find that. But I think emojis is a great way to differentiate or rather set the tone. You know, if you put like a funny emoji at the end of it, they know you're joking and so on. So I think emojis are quite helpful.
They're a useful tool.
Exactly.
But just make sure you use the right one.
Right ones, yeah.
Yeah, get involved in the conversation, guys. You know, have you ever sent a message, regretted sending it, or you've sent it to the wrong person and then felt very embarrassed about it? We want to hear your stories today.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Yeah, talking about sending those messages to the wrong people when you send a text or maybe on Messenger, and that, you know, it's a text intended for one person and you send it to the wrong one. It happens more often than you think.
It does. And now WhatsApp is testing out a method to unsend embarrassing messages or images, but only within 5 minutes of it being sent and if the recipient hasn't opened it. Let's head to the lines, and we've got Solava on the line. And Solava, you've done something quite embarrassing, haven't you?
Yes, many times.
Tell us all about it.
I was just thinking, I didn't know about that feature when you said, I was like, where has it been all that time?
I know. What an invention, eh?
So I'm the one who sent the wrong emojis. I do that all the time.
So, and do people get upset?
Not really. I don't know. They usually don't respond when you do something like this. But
So give us an example.
They just assume that you make a mistake, yeah. And I've done something also as a teen. I sent an email breaking up with someone because he refused to come and meet my parents, and I went on explaining everything and how I felt humiliated, and then I just clicked send to all, which was very horrible. It happens in WhatsApp on groups as well, and we're quite conservative, so that was my big secret. He wasn't like my boyfriend or something, so you can imagine how I felt like a teenager. It was a horrific experience.
And
now I've learned something. There's a tip for everyone. So now when I write an email, especially if it's important, or if I'm sending a text message, what I do is I write my message, and I never put the person I'm sending to. I choose it at the very end, very carefully, and I take my time.
Right.
That's a great
tip. Yeah, it is a good tip, isn't it? I mean, I don't know, breaking up with someone via email, wouldn't it have been better to call him, maybe?
It was that nasty. You can imagine what I wrote in this email. It could have only been email.
Yeah. So what do you think of this new thing from WhatsApp? Is it something that you'd use?
Amazing, amazing. I just have to be quick enough to notice my mistake, because if they've read it, then again, we're in the same problem.
Salavi, thanks so much for your call. We're going to stay with the telephone lines, and I believe we've got Hamid joining us next on the show. Hamid, good afternoon to you. No, we don't have Hamid. We've got Cynthia joining us on the line. Cynthia, if we can get Cynthia on the line. I'll tell you what, we'll come back to Cynthia in a moment. While we're doing that, once you have sent that, do you have an excuse? Do you kind of say, oh, I've got a lot on my mind, I'm really sorry, you know, the pressure, it's a bit too much, sorry I sent it to you, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, sort of thing.
Yeah, Leanne has made a great point, says only one thing wrong with WhatsApp's plan is that people will still see the preview on their screen and it doesn't register as read. So if it's gone through and someone has the preview on their screens, then chances are they will have seen it.
They're still going to see it, are they? Right. Okay, we're going back to the lines. We've got Shazley joining us on the show. Good afternoon, Shazley. What's your story when it comes to sending texts, embarrassing texts to the wrong person?
And good afternoon. How are you guys?
Good.
I've obviously done a few in my teams. I essentially sent out entire roster of salaries to the entire company, and that was actually a forwarded message from HR. So it actually a wrong message sent out to me. Then I ended up sending it out to everybody. So it was actually a chain of wrong messages, and it just got out of hands, luckily, there is no reprimand following that, because obviously I was trying to email back HR.
So what you're telling me is all the company knew everybody else's salary. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Classic.
So,
What about the WhatsApp feature? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it'll work?
See, I think it's great, but I think one of your callers earlier said, you know, so long as it doesn't send a message saying, hey, I want my message back, it should be all right. But, you know, technically, I don't know if, you know, see, phones log history of almost everything. So if you really wanted to sort of dig deep and say, hey, what was Mark saying to me the other day?
Yeah.
And if I wanted to go back and get back at you, I could possibly, you know, dig deep into an Android or an iPhone and see, oh, that's what the message was all about. So I don't know if they've got it sorted that way yet, but yeah, definitely a good switch.
I mean, say you did send an embarrassing message to someone it wasn't meant for, how would you try and get out of it? How would you try and, you know, reel out of it and make an excuse? Or is it just, there's no way out? You might as well just admit you've made a big, big, big mistake.
I just blame it on my one-year-old son.
He writes some very articulate messages for a one-year-old, doesn't he? Shazley, thanks for your call this afternoon. So, what would your excuse be?
That they were on my mind. That's always nice, isn't it?
I think the only way is to maybe call that person right away and then tell them that, you know, this wasn't intended. And in my case, with that example, what I actually texted in was Queen, and I don't know that wasn't... I don't know how that went out, but Queen was the word that I texted. And I think she found it quite flattering, so I kind of managed to wriggle out of that situation.
Usually I'll just, in the next text, be like, ha 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 ha, sorry. Whoops.
Oh, goodness, that's a tough one. be like, oh, I was distracted, or my child had my phone and managed to compose an amazing articulate message to you. Yep, usually along those lines.
I guess you can't really get out of it. As long as it's not about them, hopefully you can. But otherwise, no, there's not really a good enough reason, I don't think.
There's really no way. You just have to be honest and say, I'm, you know, butterfingers there and it just went all wrong. Yeah, you just have to own up.
Probably because I wasn't concentrating, or mostly probably in a rush, or, you know, messaging a couple of people at the same time. You're just not concentrating.
I'm not buying those excuses, are you?
No. I think I read a good one. It said, you know, I sent it to you by mistake. Now please do me a favor and send it to the right person.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is as well, have you ever received or sent a text that's gone wrong and has it spoiled a friendship? Or do you think it can change the perception you have of a person?
Yeah, I think it does, because my best friend was flirting with someone and he was talking about what music puts him in the right mood, sort of a thing. And he sent it to me. And obviously, I wasn't going to let him get away with it. So I took a screenshot and I sent it to our group of friends, you know, the ones we have in common. And then we basically made fun of him the entire time.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're friends with me, then I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. Remind me not to send you any text messages. Does it spoil a friendship?
Definitely. I think messages can really can be taken the wrong way if they're not put properly, and especially if you're in a bad mood and somebody sends you a message. It's happened to me a few times, but luckily I've made up with the friend now, so.
Thankfully, no. I'm generally quite cautious when I send messages. Even if you're angry, I think you've just kind of really just got to take a step back and, you know, reassess and just think, you know, is this appropriate? Because the problem with social media is you put it out there, it can go anywhere to anybody. And this is not something, you know, you've got to think twice. It's like publicly publishing something. So even if it's on WhatsApp.
Luckily not. But I do think when you get cross or you get frustrated and you go, oh, I can't believe this has happened. If you send that to the wrong person, you could get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Do you know, now that you said that, I think I meant to send a message to just one individual and it went to our group chat instead. And the person that I was talking about was in the group chat. And then, yeah, I kind of just had to... I just then came clean and just said, like, whatever issues I had or whatever. And then, yeah, I don't really talk to them much anymore.
Yeah, I have received messages where I'm kind of like, oh, okay, it would change reviews on people. So maybe if they could recall messages, it would be very handy for them, yeah.
No, fortunately, no. But I think it could land you into trouble, you know, especially when... the other person is not in the right frame of mind, is not in the right mood. So a wrong text could cause some kind of discord between, you know, friends.
No, I've never actually experienced any serious repercussions. I mean, I feel like there are a few text messages that actually have that kind of gravitas anyways. So fortunately, I think usually when you send a text message mistakenly, it's pretty harmless.
Harmless? I don't know. Sometimes I've felt, a little bit...
What about if it's complaining about you and it's come to you
instead?
Well,
I've not had one of those yet. I'm sure there's loads of them flying around the office, but none of them have found their way to my phone yet.
Yeah, I almost accidentally sent someone the wrong text once, but, you know, complaining about the person I sent it to by mistake.
Yeah.
But I just, thankfully, I did not write the name. And I said, oh, I was talking about someone else.
lucky escape there.
Yeah.
Sana, thanks for your message. My sister-in-law sent me a message complaining about me once. Love that one. Sending a screenshot of the WhatsApp conversation by mistake to the same person. Nightmare.
Yes, that is.
You know, time of day as well. I think nighttime, when you're a little bit... maybe relaxed and your guard is down, is the worst time to be sending or opening up your social media. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's pretty dangerous. You've seen it happen a few times with friends and whatnot and being on their phone, and you advise them not to send stuff, but in a different state of mind, they like to send it and they think that's best.
I think yes. Maybe before going to bed and late in the night, it's not a good idea to be active. You can maybe check your messages and, you know, just do a bit of... last glance at your social media pages, but being very active at night, that's not a good option, especially, you know, when you have a partner around you.
Yeah, I guess you do need to be a little bit more careful when you're out at night, but I don't think I've ever, personally, I can't think of any specific regrets that I have about texts that I've sent, but you do hear of things. I do. Again, I have a story of someone else I know that's not me, who was out late at night and decided to open up Facebook and search for his ex's name. And instead, he just posted her name on his page. So stories like that, definitely, you know, maybe are a warning.
Yeah, I think you're more vulnerable. I think you're more likely to send something or have the guts to message something that you normally wouldn't when you're out or busy or doing something. And then all of a sudden, whereas if you're alone and you're in a quiet environment, you think twice about it.
I think so, especially if you might be doing some social media stalking and going back through stuff. So, yeah, it can be.
For sure, for sure. You could fall asleep with a mobile phone in hand and accidentally type something that you're not meant to be typing in there, and whoops, there it goes, it got sent.
Yeah, probably. I think who hasn't you know, looked at their phone the next day and go, I sent what to who?
Yeah, and that also applies to shopping online.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I remember this one incident when I woke up from my sleep,
yeah,
and texted my friend a whole long message about something. No recollection of it whatsoever.
Oh, so you'd already gone to sleep?
I'd gone to bed.
So it's like sleepwalking.
Sleep texting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I woke up the next day and she replied, and I was like, what are you talking about? And she says, do you not remember you sent me this massive message at 3 a.m. last night?
Really?
And I had absolutely no idea that I'd done that.
That's so amazing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Now I keep my phone really far away when I sleep.
Yeah, hide it. Hide yeah. it before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Keep your messages coming in. Keep your thoughts coming in to 4001. We're going to be returning to this topic at 2:45 this afternoon. We are talking about text messages and sending them to the wrong people, or any kind of message, whether it's Messenger or WhatsApp. They've come up with a brand new feature where you can recall that message as long as they've not opened it within 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We think it's a great idea. What do you think? 4001, get involved in the conversation.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.